Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast wa yokoso. Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, breaking down the world's best language in 5 minutes or less every single day. And today, we're talking about a fun grammar point that doesn't relate to the things we've talked about this past week, where we've been focusing in on being able to introduce yourself in a more fluid way. Today, I want to talk about useful fillers in Japanese. I want to talk about three of them that will help you sound a little more fluid in general. Now, what is a filler, first off? A filler is a word that you use like like, and well. Things that go in between real words, if you will, and make you sound a little more fluid. I think about my little sister. My little sister lived in California for a little while, and then she came back to my home in Nebraska, and then she started saying like every other word. She was down in the valley, so like became every other word. She like, talk like, dislike, and like, it like bothered me all like the time. And there are things like this in Japanese. The first one that we're going to talk about is the most common, in my opinion. That is and it's used almost just like in English. That is nanka. And this is often replaced with etto. Just depends on the person. So either of these are going to be just fine. Nanka and etto. So when you're speaking Japanese, if you want to say quickly replace that with a nanka or an etto. This will make you sound a lot more fluid than you might be, and it's a good way to get into the practice of thinking in Japanese and not using English words in your Japanese sentence. The next word that I would like using is ja, and ja is a conjunction that means it starts at the beginning of a sentence and usually links two ideas together. Ja is what we would use in English as the word well. Well, I don't know. Ja, wakarunai ne. Ja, dousuru kana? Well, what should we do? Well, and it's to be used the well at the beginning of a sentence, as if to say you're thinking about something and connecting two ideas or connecting something that the person has said and you are now responding. The last one that I like using is when you're using it to more get someone's attention. And this is anone or ano desu ne. Either of these are just fine. Ano desu ne is just more polite, and anone is more like saying, hey, you're just trying to say something to get someone else's attention. A good way to use this is if you are in two people are in a conversation and you quickly need to slide in for something, like you need to get by them to get the, you know, tableware behind them, and you say, ano desu ne, hey, excuse me. It's a quick little way to grab someone's attention politely and then slide by. Or if your little sister is really sad, babies will cry this in Japanese, not babies, little children will cry, ano ne, hey, listen to me. They want you to pay attention to them. And that's what you're doing with this. Ano ne, ano desu ne. When you're using try to say etto or nanka. And then if you're starting a sentence trying to use well, try to replace it with ja. I'll put all these words down in the show notes in this episode. But remember, when you're trying to speak a second language, it's important to make mistakes, but it's also important to recognize those mistakes and improve your Japanese based upon that. So using these filler words, you can sound a little bit more fluent and fluid really, really fast. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you tomorrow. Until then, yane.